When you get in certain states, you think one thought. When you get in other states, you think another thought. It's like turning the channel. And so what I really show people in the book how to do is how to turn the channel so that you're not suffering and you're living in a beautiful state. But what does it take? Let's just quickly say it. Number one, it takes acknowledging what's your favorite flavor of suffering. Is it worry? Is it stress? Is it anger? Is it loneliness? Is it boredom? Is it overwhelm? And then noticing what are the thoughts that trigger that and realizing it doesn't matter how much money you have, those thoughts can still make a billionaire crazy and frustrated and overwhelmed. And so what I show people to do is a process of how to let go of those thoughts. And we walk through that in the book in detail. But fundamentally, it starts with making the most important decision of your life, which is, if I would ask me up until 2 years ago, I would say it's who you spend time with, who you love. Because who you spend time with is who you become. I think it's still one of the most important decisions in life. But you can pick the right person and still do things in your head and make yourself miserable. So you really have to decide. The most important decision is, do I want to be happy? Will I commit to being happy? More important than happy. Sometimes you can be so happy you smile so much your face hurts, right? You need variety. Am I committed to living in a beautiful state even when it doesn't go my way? Even when it rains on my parade? Even when my biggest fear shows up? Because I can't control whether your husband or wife will live or die or get sick or leave you or get a divorce. I don't want any of that to happen to any human being. I hate suffering. I do anything I can to help people not suffer. But I can't control that. You can. There are people who have lost their arms, lost their sight. There have been people that have been through the most horrific experiences in life and they found a way to still be happy because they've made the decision that life is too short to suffer. I've interviewed dozens and hundreds over the years, but dozens that like have impacted my soul, that made me realize I can change this. I've just gotten used to it. I've bought into the theory that this survival software that's constantly running and making you suffer, that's normal. No, that's what the mind will do. And mind has been around forever. What I'm gonna do is something different. And the way I get out of suffering, I give myself a 90-second rule. It's really simple. I say, look, if I feel myself starting to feel that stress, feeling that pissed offness or upsetness or concern or worry about my kid, whatever, I realize that's not gonna make it better. Life's too short to suffer. And then I just kind of breathe slowly, slow everything down, and I just watch the thought go by and go, look at that crazy thought. Because everybody's had crazy thoughts. Everybody's had the thought, I'm gonna kill that son of a bitch, right? And then you don't kill them because you don't believe that thought. It's the thoughts that are stressful that you believe that mess you up. When you question them, you break the pattern. And then the last thing besides the 90 seconds, and by the way, Richard, to be honest, in the beginning, it should have been like 4-hour rule, maybe a 4-day rule. I was not very good.
A waiting period.
Yes. But what's nice is the more I've done, it's like a muscle. The more I've trained myself to do it, I can authentically tell you now, it takes a lot for something to take more than 90 seconds for me now. And the level of joy surpasses all the money you could ever have in a million years. And then the money, it's easier to even make money because you're not attached. You don't have the fears. You don't have the scarcity that people have because you feel so rich already right now. I always tell people, don't wait to be rich. What is that richness? It's abundance. It's joy. It's happiness. It's contribution. It's getting out of yourself. Because as long as we're thinking about, oh my God, I lost something, or you did something, now I have less love, less respect, less money. If I think loss less, or because you did something, or because I did something, I'm never gonna have what I want in my life. Loss, less, never. Those three thought patterns, they're the source of all suffering. And the antidote, see it for what it really is, know it's BS, and find something to appreciate.
It is important, in the area of motivating yourself, it's important to know why you're doing it. Because that mind will say, why bother? Why go through all this? This is too hard. No, throw in the towel. It's not worth it. Has it ever said that to you before? Here's how you can handle that. Here's how you override that. Write down 5 reasons why you deserve it. Why do you deserve what you want? Why you? Why do you deserve it? What meaning and value will it bring to your life? What's so different about you that you deserve your goal? Or this goal. And when you write down those 5 reasons, when you have some down moments and you're going to have them, when that conversation starts talking to you and it's going to talk to you, what you will do is you can pull that out and read it and it will build you up. It will be your rod and your staff to comfort you through some challenging moments because you're going to have some. Life will knock you between the eyes. It will catch you on the blind side, come out of nowhere, stuff you can't anticipate that will knock the wind out of you. You want to give up. That's why it's important for you to work on yourself, listening to tapes, building yourself up, talking to yourself with power, feeling, and conviction, building yourself up day in and day out, because it's coming. Life will send you some curves you cannot anticipate. The next thing is that whatever you do, you want to develop technical mastery. You want to be the best at what you do. You want to master it. See, part of self-motivation is you've got to find something that gives you a strong sense of competence. Well, you become known for that. You develop a reputation of being good at doing that. You set some high personal standards for yourself. You're not competing with anybody else. You're just unfolding yourself to be the best person that you could be. That you want to give the best quality service that you can give, because that is a statement about who you are. The other thing that's the key to self-motivation is recognize the fact that you're going to get into some slumps. Recognize the fact that you're going to encounter a great deal of failure in life. It goes with the territory. But in the face of that, you want to be relentless. When you want something, you don't expect everybody to say, oh, come on in. Oh, you want this? Oh, great. We want to give this to you. You're such a nice person. You're doing it for your family, aren't you? Great. No, life isn't like that. No, many doors will be closed in your face. Many loans that you will want. And they'll say, no, you don't have enough collateral. You don't have enough credit. And most people will give up. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied, and I'm going to go all out. I'm going to be relentless. I don't care how many no's I encounter. I like something Isaiah Thomas said when he's getting ready for a basketball game. He said, I'm going to either shoot us in or shoot us out, but I'm not going to not do anything. And that's the way to go. You can't make a basket unless you shoot the ball. You can't hit a home run unless you take a swing at it. Most people won't even take a swing. Well, I probably won't make it anyhow. That's the conversation within. They probably won't give it to me anyhow. If you want something, you've got to be relentless. You've got to decide, I deserve this, and I'm going to have it. And you go all out to get it. That drives you. The next thing is that when you want something out of life, you've got to be willing to go into action. Don't wait around for things to be just right. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the ideal situation. It will never be ideal. There will always be a reason. Well, as soon as the children grow up, or as soon as I pay my bills, or as soon as I get my divorce, as soon as I get enough money together. Do what you can, where you are, with what you have, and never be satisfied. A lot of people never take a chance in life. They don't want to take any chances. They want the situation to be ideal. See, that's not walking by faith. That's walking by sight. If I can see it, I'll do it. No. That's a lot of people saying, if I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it. And don't be disturbed because no one else can see it. That's not unusual. That is ordinary. But because you want some different kind of results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. If you want unreasonable results in your life, you've got to be willing to be unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you don't judge according to appearances. Part of being unreasonable, you can see it because you believe it. That's part of being unreasonable. Part of being unreasonable, you're like Paul who said, you must have the faith to call forth those things that be not as though they were. That's part of being unreasonable. Most people won't do that. Most people say, call me when you get it together. Then I'll support you. The other thing is that one of the keys to self-motivation that empowers you is that you want to find a cause larger than yourself. Find something that you can contribute to. Find something that you can make a difference because you can. Part of what feeds your larger vision, part of what gives you a reason for being, part of what gives you your life is being able to give something back. Say, I can't afford to give anything. You can't afford not to give. Give your time. Give your talent. If it's nothing just to go over there and lick envelopes. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm going over there. It's part of my tithing in the universe. Once you develop that special sense of mission, and that's what you develop when you're part of a larger cause than yourself, it drives you. You don't need an alarm clock to get up in the morning. You have special power. You go places and folk will like to be around you. They will know there's something different about you. When you go in, they'll say, hey, that's somebody important. I want to know who you are. I just want to be near you. That energy that you have, that consciousness that you will embody, will affect everybody around you. The next thing is that you want to create a home court advantage for yourself. You've got to be aware of who you have around you. So you want to be selective. Have friends that will enable you to grow. I have friends that help me to grow spiritually. These are my spiritual friends. I talk spiritual stuff with them. I have some other friends who are just intellectual friends. They make me grow intellectually. They make me stretch. I have some professional friends. I'm a member of the National Speakers Association. I get together with other speakers and we learn from each other and we grow from each other. I have other friends who are just social friends. All we do is just socialize together. We'll look at a basketball game together or go out dancing, but that's all we can do. We don't talk anything serious, nothing spiritual, nothing intellectual. That's not that kind of relationship. Nothing heavy up in here. Have other friends, we walk together. That's all we can do, walk together. Talk about it, we're gonna lose weight one day, by and by, for good, all right? That's all we do, nothing else. So, according to the relationships that you develop, we grow from people and projects. And the relationships that you develop can enhance and can enrich your life, or they can drain you. I know many talented people who had a great deal of potential, but because they didn't surround themselves with other people that will inspire them to transcend themselves, they never realize their greatness, and they will end up going to their grave with all their good stuff still in them. So you want to look at your relationships, the people that you're involved with, the people that you communicate with most often, and you want to ask yourself the question, what am I becoming because of this relationship? Does it inspire me? Am I motivated? Am I encouraged? Am I driven to develop myself? Am I seeking my own greatness? What kind of person am I becoming because of this relationship? Am I becoming more cynical and negative about life? Ask yourself that. The next thing is, you've got to say yes to your life. You've got to say yes. Yes to my dreams. Yes to me. Yes, I can make it. Yes, I can. Doesn't matter how many failures I've made. Doesn't matter how many mistakes I've endured. Doesn't matter about my defeats. Doesn't matter about what I've done. Yes, yes. I don't care about the fact I'm in a hole now. Doesn't matter about where I am. Yes. The last chapter to my life has not been written yet. If you judge me now, you'll judge me prematurely. I haven't exposed all my stuff yet. I'm still in the process of transforming my life. I'm still in the process of becoming. Yes. I had somebody in my life at one time told me, you'll never make it. And I said, I'll show you. And what energized me, what motivated me, was something that Frank Sinatra said. He said, the best revenge is massive success. I'll show you. You just watch my smoke, as old folks used to say. So say yes. Stand up for your dreams. Stand up for what you want in your life. Decide that your life is so meaningful to you, that you love you and you love life so much that you're going to stand up for something you want. I used to have a saying when I was on the radio, stand up for what you believe in, because you can fall for anything. So what I say to you this evening, that you are powerful. You have miracle working power in your life right now. But you've got to work on yourself. You've got to develop yourself. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out, selling yourself on you and on your potentials. And you've got to know that you are worth all of your effort. And that the key to your motivation, as you get a larger vision of yourself, is to know that you have something to give, is to know that you have a reason for being in the universe at this point in time. I want you to stand up for your life right now. Anybody want to stand up for your life? Stand up for your dream? Stand up for your dream.